feeding will take place all the time. Proportionate to your love for them, what you gain from their hearts. إِلَّا التَّبَايَا تَسْرِكُ الْأَخْلَاقِ مِنْ تَبَايَا الْأُخْرَى.
They all, in fact, the first time I saw this, we were traveling in Malawi, and we saw a signboard, a Montessori preschool from the age of zero. That means the child is just born and hand them over the children. So the mother doesn't have to have anything to do with the child. She's just too happy to go back to work. She's a career mothers of today are like that. Then you will get these results also. So anyway, so these things have an effect on the child. And then after that, after the adhan, now the, in a Muslim home where there is little consciousness of deen, the parents want the first word the child must say, Allah. Previously they read less, but they were strong. So anyway, by the reading of Quran Sharif. So these things make a person very strong. From where all this started, Muslims. Jee, there was something else. Anyway, about the I we were speaking. That he knows I've got no shade. If he's a Muslim man, he'll say, I'll make du'as. If he's a non-Muslim, he'll say, I'll cross my fingers and just hope for the best to happen. Eh? But who does that? Nobody besides Allah. And when that new shoot comes out, how weak isn't it? Who looks after it all? You have to eat at a restaurant, at a hotel, then be very selective there also. There are a lot of things which you can eat, but which are not good for you. And which for your health's sake is doubtful also. You can easily avoid it. The variety is so big, you can eat so many healthy things there also. Just like a person who is on, it's not only tea, now of course, buzurs, how nobody can eat so much. Whoever you are, all the time. So this is not the adab of hosting buzurgs also. That you make them go from house to house, door to door. The adab, if you want to feed, you bring it there. And more better than that is, you give cash. Our chef, the adab of hosting a chef. That if you want to feed, take the food where the sheikh is staying. And more better than that, give cash. Cash can be used easily. But also, shaitan plays with us. You buy a present, like for example, I don't know nowadays, but in those days for weddings, people should give presents. Most of the common present used to be food. You can easily be selective. And today's most of the dastarkhan has got so many things on it. The Jee, so I was explaining, Hazrat Ji, Maulana Shah Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. I saw him myself personally, also like this, Dawat after Dawat. Then we explained about Maulana Masihullah, how they get all one way Dawats all the time. So I tell the students usually, they are still young, their machines are strong still. But so they eat anything and overeat also. But still they have a proper sleep. Their stomachs are strong. But as you age, you start aging, then you have to be very careful about. And even for the students, even during the young days, we were here in Nampula, is in Mozambique, in the north of Mozambique. And we had a day extra, so our host, they had a cottage on the beach, on the island next to that, where the island of Mozambique, Isle de Mozambique. And just the features are still 100% the same. Khatna they make still till today. But today, 90% are non-Muslims. Islam is spreading fast, but the main weakness is we don't have a follow-up. A person becomes a Muslim, but then to teach him, to let him live as a Muslim, that we are still very weak in. Nothing else grows there. All the things that are, all the minerals of the world, whether it's oil, whether it's gas, whether it's uranium, whether it's platinum, whatever you can think, are in these countries. And they also use these as deposits of labor. And then they manipulate them. How they want to use that labor they use, and they make up their country. Our one main primary concern, dua at least must be, that Islam must rule the world. Islamic law must rule the whole world. We cannot be happy and sit back that we are living under kuffar law. No matter what big Sufi you become, what big Tablighi and Maulana you become, but if we are under kuffar, Usmani, Damat Barakatum, gave such a beautiful example. like this, what I'm talking, a lot of people talk, bring Islam in the world, bring Islam in the country, Islamic Sharia ko nafiz karo, bring Islamic law. He says the easiest way is that yourself, your whole country, who have got so many, and then you bring it in your house, bring it in your neighborhood, bring it in your town, bring it in your extended family. Word that Islam comes in these places. How much of us are doing anything constructive in this way? We hardly give da'wah, even so much just for example, we're having our majlis. Who of us gave da'wah to anyone? Come listen to the majlis. So for to go with the sailboat, you need wind. When the wind blows, then that boat will move. If there's no wind, that boat doesn't move. And he was about 5 or 6 years old and he got polio. And his polio was so bad that they had to actually carry him into the toilet for his toileting. And we all waiting. Then we'll see this buzur coming casually walking. As soon as he puts his step or leg on the train, it starts moving again. But where, he says that now, how did he become like this? He says that they were not living in a village also. In a jungle they were living. And in the jungle, whatever food accepted by Allah Ta'ala, and a musafir, and he's desperate, and he's stretching his hands, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, but Anna Yustajab, where will his dua get accepted? His clothes are haram, his food is haram, everything is haram, and today we pay no attention to it. If a person want any goodness for him, what haven't they added it in? So a person must be as careful as he can, and be very particular about food, it is very important. Then together with that also, we must keep roza of the ears also, and the hands and legs also. With the ears, we will discuss a little bit, that what we hear, we have to be very careful. The ulama, and how many pious people, Sufis, everyone, tablighis, your ringtone is a musical tone. And when you tell somebody, they say, no, Nokia, it just comes with that. But you can download how many other things you download? Can't you download some other simple tone? And there are so many other tones in there. And he told me that in Ramzan, in Masjid al-Nabawi, a person who had on his cell phone a musical tone. And he was standing very close to the Imam. And those mics of the Imams in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, very powerful mics. So we drank in the namaz. And that not Hadith Sharif, it is a saying of one Sahabi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, al-ghina ruqiyatu zina, that music is the stepping stone for committing adultery. When a person listens to it, the desire for committing adultery starts coming into a person. Therefore, that is what they want, to have a delivery at home, to have it in a not necessary private clinics which are so expensive. There are many midwives who do it at their own homes, and there you can have full control of everything and have it properly in the correct way, Islamically. So this is very, very important. This music, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, Delhi or India. It is so backwards, but the Mewat of those days, when they should go by ox wagon, horse and cart they should go. It was like far from Delhi, and they should go like that. But he should feel the effects of this Medini, of dunya, on his heart. When he should come back straight away, he should, and we have to answer it, it's for us, it came on their phone. When we take it finished, there is a picture of a grandchild, etc. And then we expect still to become walis, what all this, where there is filth and dirt, this glass, if you are just to put ordinary tap water, municipal water, and the glass is not dirty inside, outside, it's titled him and given him his privacy. If two people are talking, don't go and listen there what they are talking. It's not allowed at all, whatever they are talking, unless they for some security reason, and you are authorized to do it, and for some genuine security reason, that's a different thing. But just like this, to go and spy on people behind his back. That is bad. If you are lying, then it's a double sin. It is bohtan, false accusation, and ghibat sin also. So you stop him. If you can't, then you change the subject. If you can't, then get up and excuse yourself. Don't be so weak that you can't even get up and just go away from there. And by Nazar Sahib, Ahmed Barakatuh said a beautiful thing. Your eyes in today's world.